Hachette Audio presents Brimstone, written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child, read by Scott Brick.
Soundtrack by Booktrack.
Chapter 1. Agnes Torres parked her white Ford Escort in a little parking area outside the hedge and stepped into the cool dawn air. The hedges were 12 feet high and as impenetrable as a brick wall. Only the shingled peak of the big house could be seen from the street. But she could hear the surf thundering and smell the salt air of the invisible ocean beyond. Agnes carefully locked the car. It paid to be careful, even in this neighborhood, and fumbling with the massive set of keys, found the right one and stuck it into the lock. The heavy sheet metal gate swung inward, exposing a broad expanse of green lawn that swept 300 yards down to the beach, flanked by two dunes. A red light on a keypad just inside the gate began blinking, and she entered the code with nervous fingers. She had 30 seconds before the sirens went off. Once she had dropped her keys and couldn't punch in the code in time, and the thing had awakened practically the whole town and brought three police cars. Mr. Jeremy had been so angry she thought he would breathe fire. It had been awful. Agnes punched the last button and the light turned green. She breathed a sigh of relief, locked the gate, and paused to cross herself. Then she drew out her rosary, held the first bead reverently between her fingers. Fully armed now, she turned and began waddling across the lawn on short, thick legs, walking slowly to allow herself time to intone the Our Fathers, the Hail Marys, and the Glory Bees in quiet Spanish. She always said a decade on her rosary when entering the Grove Estate. The vast gray house loomed in front of her, a single eyebrow window in the roof peak frowning like the eye of a cyclops, yellow against the steel gray of the house and sky. Seagulls circled above, crying restlessly. Agnes was surprised. She never remembered that light on before. What was Mr. Jeremy doing in the attic at 7 o'clock in the morning? Normally, he didn't get out of bed until noon. Finishing her prayers, she replaced the rosary and crossed herself again. A swift, automatic gesture, made with a rough hand that had seen decades of domestic work. She hoped Mr. Jeremy wasn't still awake. She liked to work in an empty house, and when he was up, everything was so unpleasant.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?